Time again for our occasional feature, the web browser. Interesting things we find on the World Wide Web. Joining us is the web browser himself, Steve Proffitt, who was here only yesterday as the day-to-day mail editor.
Yes, Alex, the future belongs to the multidisciplinary.
All right, so what has the web browser got for us today?
Well, we have the creator of a couple of interesting popular reference sites, dictionary.com and thesaurus.com.
So this is the site, dictionary.com, thesaurus.com. You can go there, you can look up anything you want for free.
Mm-hmm. And our story begins about 10 years ago with a college student who was passionate about two things, lexicography and technology.
Just took a public domain Roget's thesaurus from Project Gutenberg and turned it into a full-fledged website.
So who is he?
Brian Carriger. He and a couple of his best friends run the sites through a little company called Lexico. They've become really popular. Nobody knows how much money they generate from advertising. But, Alex, here's a clue. They have an email feature called the Word of the Day.
This is the Word of the Day. I know of another feature called A Word a Day.
This is the Word of the Day. Anyway, it's got an ad in it. Lexico says it sends the Word of the Day to about 650,000 people every day. So let's pretend Lexico gets, say, a penny for each email.
That's $6,500 a day. Every day, a couple of million bucks a year just from email?
That's right. If our initial assumption is correct, a penny a post, then a couple of million bucks right there.
Well, is a penny a post? Do people get that? If they do, this is an oil well.
Yes, maybe even an oil field. So remember back during the dot-com craze at the turn of the century, people were offering huge sums of money just to purchase domain names like dictionary.com. And the classic example of this is business.com. It went for something like $7.5 million.
Are they still in business?
Yes, but it's just kind of a search engine. Anyway, Brian and his friends never sold out.
I remember getting a call in the middle of the night from someone in Norway saying that she represented a Middle Eastern businessman. You know, they didn't really have an idea of what they wanted to do, but they knew that it was a property that they wanted to have. So them and venture capitalists came along with all grandiose plans for hiring 200 people and IPOing in a year and things like that. We sort of stuck to patiently growing it on our own, and it paid off so far. So.
Well, what's the guy worth?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. And, you know, it's a private company, and there's just really no way to figure it out. But he did say that he could, if he wanted to, he could retire right now, but he's still got some stuff he wants to do. He's pretty guarded about his plans. But basically, Brian Carriger says he wants to change the way we use and the way we think about references like dictionaries.
The old model of what a dictionary is, what most people think of a dictionary is, it's an authoritative source on how to speak or how to write. And it's pretty much a one-way kind of publishing. But we're looking to making it more a product of the people and for the people instead of coming down from ivory towers to give you the law.
That's Brian Carriger. He's from thesaurus.com and dictionary.com. And that's the web browser for today.
Thank you, Mr. Browser. Steve Proffitt.